You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Texas Rangers. I'm Richard Justice of MLB.com, joined by T.R. Sullivan, covers the Rangers from MLB.com. T.R., whenever I talk to you on one of these things, I feel like it's kind of a medical report, but that's so much of the questions with the Rangers. Can you just... Has the first couple of weeks of camp here, is everybody in a good place health-wise?
Well, they've had some minor setbacks. Derek Holland has been out for about 5 days with some shoulder soreness. Elvis Andrews has some knee soreness. He's got the tendonitis in the left knee. And Michael Kirkman has missed some time with a shoulder impingement. But, you know, they should hopefully be back in action here in the next week or so. And other than that, it's been pretty clean.
And the big boy, Prince Fielder, he so far so good. I mean, no setbacks yet?
No, and I watched him take batting practice today, Thursday, and he was really muscling the ball out. He hit a line drive over the right field fence. But boy, that went sailing out into Bullard Street. I think the power is really starting to come on as he gets his timing down, he gets his mechanics down. Last few days, he's looked really good in batting practice.
And one of the people you've written about, an outfielder named Peguero, can you talk about his chances? I mean, can he play his way into the mix out there? There's a lot of bodies out there competing for a few jobs.
Yeah, I mean, they got about 11 or 12 candidates playing left field. He's got tremendous power, just a great power, but his strikeouts are way off the charts, too. So this is a guy who has to find a way to make more contact and, put the ball in play a little bit more, because he has some serious power. I think he and Joey Gallo probably have more power than anybody in camp.
And Yovani Gallardo, so far so good, a good start to the spring. How excited is he to be back home?
Well, he's not a very vocal or boisterous guy, but you can see that he feels comfortable in this clubhouse. I think he really likes the fact that he's going to pitch in Texas. He's from Fort Worth. You know, he still lives in the Fort Worth area. I think this is a real good fit for him. You know, it's a one-year. He's only got 1 year left on his contract. Then he could be a free agent. Who knows if they'll bring him back. Next year's free agents' lists are very deep. But right now, I think this looks like a pretty good fit for the Rangers.
And Ron Washington had become just an iconic figure there, and the players all knew him. How is Jeff Banister's camp different? What are the things you've been able to notice?
One of the things we talked about today is that Jeff Banister wants a very aggressive, fearless base running team, and that was very much a hallmark of Ron Washington's teams, is they love to run the bases and love to run the bases as well. And they went through some drills today on Thursday in regard to that. So that's kind of interesting that they're going to follow in that, because I know with a lot of people, there's been a lot of gripe over the past 2 or 3 years about the Rangers being too aggressive on the base pass. And what people forget is how good they were when they went to the World Series 2 straight years, what a great base running team they were.
One of the top prospects in baseball is Joey Gallo, who has amazing power numbers in the minor leagues. How does Elvis Andrews, first of all, when you watch him take batting practice, do you notice the sound, the velocity of the bat, the ball coming off the bat? What do you see when you see this guy take BP?
Well, you see the power. I mean, we've seen him hit the ball over the batter's eye in center field. Right now this kid's a little too eager. You watch him in games, he's overswinging a little bit. You see some throws from third base that are kind of sailed on him. I think he might be pressing a little bit too much. And once he relaxes and starts barreling up a few balls, you know, this guy could take off here in spring training.
And the Rangers have maybe the best third baseman in the game, Adrian Beltre. Do you think they're going to ask Joey Gallo to play other spots, or if he proves he's ready, how do they create at-bats for him?
Well, he's going to play third base this year. He's not ready for the big leagues. He's going to play third base. His bat will get him in the lineup. Beltre's got 2 more years on his contract. you know, I don't think that's a decision they have to make this year. I think you give Gallo another year in Double A or Triple A, let him put up some more numbers, let him learn the strike zone, learn patience, learn discipline, learn all those things that Beltre play up here. I think probably that's his Gallo's position ultimately will be a major topic of conversation next year.
Yeah, right. Okay, a lot of stuff going on in Rangers camp. I appreciate it, TR. Thank you.
Visit the official online shop of Major League Baseball at MLB.com/shop for the largest selection of authentic caps, T-shirts, jerseys, hoodies, collectibles, and more. Get your gear straight from the source, the MLB.com shop.